Esmeralda, look who it came. He made it to the studio where we normally don't do the show. It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Good to see you.
Figured it out.
Welcome to your new digs.
Yeah, man. We're here. Have you looked outside this window right here at this thing over here?
Your plaque?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's my, like, North Star. That's how I know I'm here.
Well, it's Papa. Hi, you good? Are everything fine?
Yeah, everything's dandy. How are you guys?
Are you used to now because you're in a different setting? We're good.
We'll figure it out. Right, you know, cool. I mean, you know the old adage in the game show world: just give me a mic and a set, and I'll show up.
Yeah. Well, you sounded a lot like McConaughey during that last exchange. Yeah, man, we'll give it a shot. We'll figure it out.
He's been on the plane several times.
He and come on! You haven't brought him in?
Well, I haven't seen him. He's so busy these days.
All right. All right, should we play the thing with the thing? Pop-up video. Pop-up video. There we go. This is based on, of course, the VH1 show. And Skip has some cards there that have questions about a specific video/song. You flip those cards over, and he flips, literally. And he asks questions that are pop culture related about that. And we get to hear Esmeralda sing. That's coming up a little bit later on. So shall we begin?
We shall. All right. Shall begin with Steve Perry's Oh Sherry.
Oh, my God. should have been gone knowing what you are to me. Well, you should have been gone. Oh, Sherry, hold on, hold on, hold on. Oh, Sherry, hold on. All right.
That was amazing.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I hope I hope we have Steve Perry play the remote we're doing from your Walk of Fame play.
Hey, well, now that we're the flagship for the White Sox, it'll be easier to get Steve Perry over
That's
here, right?
Very true.
Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda, this video's costumes are based on styles found during an old English period named after what queen?
Victorian.
That is incorrect.
Is it Elizabethan?
What? Elizabethan.
One of the two.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take a shot. That's one of the two.
Man.
All right. What, Skip?
What band was Steve in before going solo?
Come on, man. That's not multiple choice. Journey.
That is correct. Esmeralda, in the Journey song Lights, what West Coast city does Steve sing about? In the Journey song Lights, what West Coast city does Steve sing about?
It's where Journey's from, if that helps.
No. What? Is it San Francisco?
Nice job.
Yes.
Very good, Esmeralda.
I could hear the song in my head.
I was
going to
say, that's an earworm right there.
Yeah. Well, and he says, and the sun rises over the... When the lights go down in the city and the sun sets over the bay. So there you go.
Yeah.
Bay City. Okay.
We have flipped.
Flipped. He's flipped.
Skip flipped.
All right.
Multiple choice for you on this first one, Nick.
Yeah.
The fortified wine called sherry is a native to what country? A, England. B, Spain. C, Portugal. D, France. Again, the fortified wine called sherry is native to what country? England, Spain, Portugal, or France?
I'm going to say England.
That is incorrect.
Spain?
Spain.
Spain. I don't know, because they drink a lot of sherry in England. That's why... I thought England.
No, I know there's a... I think there's a city.
In Spain?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I think.
Yeah. All right.
Esmeralda.
How does a former booze hound miss that, by the way?
Oh, I didn't know also, actually, as being a booze hound, you had to study.
That might be part of the answer, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. All right.
What TV character often said, Elizabeth, I'm coming?
Sanford and Son.
Yes.
Well,
which Sanford?
Oh, I thought that was just asking from the show.
Yeah.
You're killing me. You're killing me that you don't know this. That you're taking.
Wait, hold on. Fred.
Right.
Yes.
That kills me that it took you that long to say Fred Sanford.
Oh. boy.
By the way, nice job, Skip, with the line reading.
Thank you. Yeah. Try.
All right.
Nick.
Yes, sir.
What nickname did Chicago Bears player William Perry go by?
The refrigerator. Why is that a... Perry, because it rhymes with Sherry?
Because Steve Perry?
Oh, Steve Perry. Nothing to do with the artist. I'm trying to get a rhyming scheme in here. Oh, God. All right.
Esmeralda, our final question for this card. On what TV show did Chevy Chase often claim that Generalissimo Francisco Franco was still dead? On what TV show did Chevy Chase often claim that Generalissimo Francisco Franco was still dead?
Saturday Night Live.
That is correct.
First, well, I was thinking, I was like, wait, did he say that on Community? And I just didn't remember.
This was
and then, yeah, and then I was thinking, like,
the
how
copyright
old?
On this book right. or on this game is not Community. Yeah. I can't believe you get a Sanford and Son question and an SNL question. But, of course, I got the question, what band was Steve Perry in?
So I had two for one there.
And a question about Chicago Bears.
And a question about the Chicago Bears in the city of Chicago. All right. It's tied at three, Esmeralda, neck and neck.
Wow.
Getting ready to go. The Cat Army, I see in the sports department, Dave is there with the Cat Army ready to go. And we got the Cats out here on Michigan Avenue. And we'll get to hear Esmeralda sing in the next round of pop-up video. Skip retired, so hopefully he'll come back.
Oh, good. Hopefully.
Okay.
He needs his rest.
He does. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And our final two for Tuesday's song, our listener Hannah picked Metric with Gimme Sympathy. You familiar with Metric?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
I've never heard of them. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
I know what the metric system is. We don't use it in this country.
No.
Because it's too easy. So, all right. Well, yeah, we're back. Hey, look, it's he came back from retirement at Skip Skipley.
I agree with you, Nick. The metric system should be implemented here in the United States.
Oh, that's right. Skip Skipley is a very huge proponent of the metric system.
Yeah.
As a globalist, it makes more sense to just do it that way.
You know, when I think globalist, I think Skip Skipley. That's the first person that comes into my mind.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back from retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to put the jet down every once in a while during my globetrotting.
That's right. As a globalist. All right, so we're gonna move on now. We got to get all the cats are out here on Michigan Avenue. I don't know if you can see them. There are 7,000 cats in the Pioneer Court right now. The sports department is just loaded with cats, and Dave is communicating with them psychically.
Which is perfect because this is usually the time when cats wake up and then start running back and forth.
Right.
In most apartments.
That's exactly right.
So
that's exactly right.
It's perfect for them.
That's right. Cats. You know, the cat owners are just trying to sleep. That's all they're trying to do.
I'm doing them a service. All the cats showed up here.
That's exactly right. Okay. What do we got going here, Skip?
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from REM's "The One I Love."
Get these ones where I'm just like, I just know the chorus.
You just know the chorus.
I know that other part. Wait, what is he? I don't even know what he says. Oh, he does. Wait, no, I know. I am. Is that him? Is that that song?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't there a whole part where he just yells?
Yeah.
Something, the one I love.
This one goes out to the one I love, because that's the name of the song.
And then he goes, I am...
Yes.
Something, something to the one I love.
Big REM fan, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Me too, Esmeralda. Me too. We're going to do real well on this one. I happen to hate REM.
I only like... Well, I just have never listened to them. I like Shiny Happy People.
Oh. I like Radio Free Europe. That's the only REM song I really like. And that was back when Michael Stipe sang you couldn't understand a word he said. I don't know the lyrics to Radio Free Europe. I just...
Right.
That's it.
What's that? The one where he sings fast.
End of the world, and as we know it. That's a great scene in Tommy Boy, where they're singing along to
Leonard
it.
Leonard Bernstein.
That's and all they know. They like yeah. they just hit out. They scream
that's
out the ones
anybody that ever knows. Yeah.
That's why that scene is so funny.
You
all
would
right.
have practiced that song 20 times.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's a big. That's anything. A big karaoke song.
Oh yeah.
A huge karaoke.
People
song.
Just butcher it.
Yeah. There's not much to butcher. all right, you're ahead now, 4-3.
Oh, look at that.
With that incredible rendition of this
I
one goes
am.
Out to. I thought you. You know, didn't it sound like Skip? Doesn't it sound like she was doing Superman?
I could. Yes.
I am Superman.
Which one's what?
That's another song by R.E.M.
I already know.
Oh, okay.
Where he goes, I am Superman.
Oh, the only Superman song I know.
Our Lady Peace.
Wait, is it Our Lady Peace? Who am I thinking of? That other one.
That's Our Lady Peace.
No, it's not.
Three Doors Down?
Yeah.
That's Three Kryptonite.
Doors Down. Oh. It's Superman.
Why would I know the difference between Three Doors Down and Our Lady Peace?
I actually saw Our Lady Peace at a signing.
A signing of what?
You know, CDs. CD signing.
You went?
Yeah, my friend dragged me.
Okay.
I had nothing for him to sing, so I'm like, I don't really know you guys. I'm just with
here.
This guy.
I'm supporting my friend here who likes Our Lady Peace.
He does. Rain.
Oh boy.
Lead singer.
All right. What? It's me now, right?
Yes. True or false for you here?
What?
True or false, Michael Stipe mooned George Bush.
True.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
He mooned Bob Dole.
Oh,
it was Bob Dole.
Mm,
oh, I knew
you.
I knew he pulled his pants down for a reason. Friday morning, everybody, you're going to hear that one again on Friday. All right.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What other band from Athens, Georgia sings about love and rock lobsters?
Oh, oh my gosh. No, B-52s.
That is correct.
Yeah. I was getting very mad at myself.
That's the good band from Athens, Georgia.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
Michael Stipe once loved what maniac?
Madeline Merchant.
That is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting pairing.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
That's like Chris Hardwick and Ethan Hawke with the glasses.
Lisa Loeb,
yeah.
First thing I was like, wait, what?
And she's known as Ethan Hawke with the glasses.
With the glasses. All right. What, are you flipping?
I have flipped.
He's flipped. Flipped.
He flipped.
Flipped like Wilson.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and it's for Esmeralda, no less. Okay.
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, multiple choice for you. The quote-unquote behind of the ship, the behind of the ship, is called what? Is it the port, the bow, starboard, or stern? The behind of the ship, quote-unquote.
The unquote. Bow.
That is incorrect.
Is it stern?
Yes.
I thought the stern was the front.
The stern is the shock jock portion of the of the boat.
Just Howard Stern attached.
It's
like a mermaid.
It's the Baba Booey of the boat. That's what it is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right. Now, what's happening?
For you.
Yeah.
What actor posed naked for a centerfold in Cosmopolitan?
Burt Reynolds.
That is correct.
That was a big deal, man.
I didn't know it was for Cosmo.
It was for Cosmo. It was centerfold of Cosmo. Yeah. What's next?
Esmeralda, multiple choice for you. What's the Georgia State nickname? A, the Peach Tree State. B, the Peaches and Herb State.
That would be...
Because when you go there, you get reunited.
Yes, there you go. C, the Stone Mountain State. Or D, Cornflower Paradise. Again, your choices are the Peach Tree State, the Peaches and Herb State, the Stone Mountain State, and the Cornflower Paradise.
Cornflower Paradise.
Oh, that is incorrect.
It's a peach tree?
That is correct.
What?
We just said earlier this morning that there are 71 streets in
Atlanta.
I know,
but isn't it... Well, what's the other one?
What other one?
No, the other... Because there was... is there two sayings? Is that the question?
No. Which one of those
What was
four?
The state... Yeah.
Why did I think of it as there's two sayings, and this is the other one?
Oh, is that what you...
So I was like, it can't be peach tree. That would be redundant.
All right. So is this the last question?
This is the last question.
Okay. If I get it right, I win. Mm. If I get it wrong, we tie.
Oh, all right.
And then we can both find Michael Stipe and slap him silly. All right.
Multiple choice for you.
Oh, no.
What feature do women say they noticed first in men? Is it the eyes, the smile, the butt, or the hairy knuckles? Again.
What does this question have to...
I can give you a tip. It's not hairy knuckles.
Oh, really? That's what I was going to say.
What feature do women say they notice first in men? The eyes, the smile, the butt, or the hairy knuckles?
I am going to say eyes.
You are correct.
Because they're women, and men would say boobs.
I think it goes down the line. Eyes, smile, butt. Like in the
Well, you go way down, so you don't care about anything between the chin.
No, on those lists.
Oh,
I think it always goes eyes, smile, butt.
I see. All right, I got it. I won. 6-5 in our inaugural pop-up video in this in the hut here.
It's that darn thing you got out there.
Your plaque.
What thing? Oh, the plaque. You mean that thing right there?
It's like a home field advantage.
You can see it from right there.
It's radiating.
It's right there.
Was it giving you answers? I feel like it gave you. It was whispering answers to you.
Transmitting answers into his headphones.
I got to say, I really do have to say that it's weird to look out there and see it because, you know, when I'm seven floors up, it's completely different. It's not real, but it's right. It's right there. So, Skip, thank you, Skip.
You're very welcome. One last note here.
Uh-huh.
Text from Canadian Bill ties everything together.
Yeah.
The Metrics are a Canadian band.
Oh.
And guess what system they use?
The metric system in Canada. That's right. That's right.
You really just need to do a remote in Canada.
Not anymore. Saga's not going to play.
Oh, that's true. Well, they'll get back
together.
There's
no reason to go to Canada now. That's
unless Brian Adams does a special concert. That's it.
Duetting with Saga.
Yeah, duetting with Saga. Ooh. Saga played, by the way, for those of you who are concerned, Saga played their last show ever over the weekend in Toronto. And one of my listeners went.
I love because you told her about it.
She went to go see Saga, and her iPhone ran out of batteries when she was trying to record Wind Him Up, which is one of their best songs, and it was their second encore. Hey, Dan's back. Dan, who's on the show tomorrow?
We will be talking to a party planning expert and a cookbook author about things you can have for your Oscar party.
Your Oscar party. As Oscar week continues, right? Wildcard Wednesday tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
All right, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, the news is coming up in just 5 seconds.